looked at, but cannot be seen. It is beneath form. Listened to, but cannot be heard. It is beneath sound. Held, but cannot be touched. It is beneath feeling. These depthless things evade definition and blend into a single mystery. In its rising, there is no light. In its falling, there is no darkness. A continuous thread beyond description, lining what cannot occur. Its form, formless. Its image, nothing. Its name, silence. Follow it, it has no back. Meet it, it has no face. Attend the present to deal with the past. Thus you grasp the continuity of the Tao. Which is its essence. There is a mystery beneath abstraction, silent, depthless, alone, unchanging, ubiquitous and liquid. The mother of nature. It has no name, but I call it the way. It has no limit, but I call it limitless. Being limitless, it flows away forever. Flowing away forever, it returns to myself. The way is limitless, so nature is limitless, so the world is limitless, and so I am limitless. For I am abstracted from the world from nature, nature from the way, in the way from what is beneath abstraction. The way flows and ebbs, creating and destroying. implementing all the world, attending to the tiniest details, claiming nothing in return. It nurtures all things, though it does not control them. It has no intention, so it seems inconsequential. It is the substance of all things, though it does not control them. It has no exception, so it seems all important. The way is not evil. The way is not good. The way is not harsh. The way is not kind. It treats all things impartially. The cosmos is not kind. It treats all things impartially. The sage is not kind and treats all people impartially. Misfortune, beauty, disaster, bliss. These are abstractions of the mind. They are real only in cognition. The way is beneath abstractions. It is indifferent to the paradigms of cognition. The way takes no action, but leaves nothing undone. When you accept this, the world will flourish in harmony with nature. The ancients said, accept and you become whole. Once whole, the world is as your home. Harmony is only in following the way. The way is without form or quality, but expresses all forms and qualities. The way is hidden and implicate, but expresses all of nature. The way is unchanging, but expresses all motion. Beneath sensation and memory, the way is the source of all the world. How can I understand the source of the world? By accepting.